As many as 100 bushfires are still burning in Australia, in an arc around that country's largest city stretching for hundreds of miles. There are fires burning within 9 miles of downtown Sydney. And according to authorities there, as many as half the fires are the result of arson. Jeff Fraser is a reporter for SBS Radio. He's based in Melbourne, Australia. Jeff Fraser, any sign today that these fires are more under control than they were yesterday or the day before?
Robert, the pattern seems to be that the fires break containment lines during each day and then are brought under control somewhat during the evenings as the weather conditions calm down. However, many of the fires do remain out of control. It's just daybreak here now, so fire authorities will again assess how many fires have broken containment lines.
What do you make of this statement by the authorities that there may have been dozens of fires set by arsonists?
Authorities are saying, Robert, that up to half of the fires have been deliberately lit. They've confirmed that 20 arrests have been made. That's arrests on charges of arson. Now, authorities have also found ignition devices, which they say effectively are firebombs, which have been found near devastated areas around Sydney. A lot of the people charged in relation to the arson are between 9 and 16 years of age. Some are adults, but the majority, about 14, I believe, out of the 20 juveniles.
Now, fires are not unprecedented in Australia. What about this degree of arson? Was that the case, say, in the fires that took place around the time of the Olympics?
We don't think so, Robert. Not on this scale. Certainly, I can't remember 20 confirmed arrests of arsonists or alleged arsonists.
I gather that authorities, out of the desire to not encourage any copycats, haven't been all that public about the devices they found, but that doesn't sound just like a couple of kids engaged in vandalism if they were incendiary devices.
Authorities are indicating that there probably are serial arsonists at work. They haven't confirmed that, and of course they probably can't confirm it at this stage. However, both the fire and police authorities here seem to be indicating that it has gone past a copycat situation, and indeed there could be someone lighting fires in a serial way.
I understand Australians at this point, certainly around Sydney, would be preoccupied with just how to get the fires out and probably talking about the fires. But is there much national discussion this week in Australia of what it says that Australian children might be responsible for much of this devastation?
Look, there is a lot of community discussion about that, Robert, and a lot of community concern. Sydney and Sydney surrounds have been covered in thick black smoke for 10 days, yet it appears that arsonists are still lighting fires, even though it's obvious to everyone that there is a serious situation. And it is a worry that these arson attacks largely seem to have been committed by 9 to 16-year-olds.
But what I'm curious about is whether that statement that 9 to 16-year-olds have made many of these fires, whether that strikes Australians as somehow consistent with the perception of what we used to call juvenile delinquency or troubled antisocial youth in the country, or does that come as a big surprise to folks at this moment?
Look, it is a big surprise. Australia is a country familiar with how damaging fires can be, although perhaps some of the younger generation can't remember 1983, where some 70 people died in bushfires in southeast Australia. And it does come as a real surprise to have this level of arson. And I guess people are still searching for answers, Robert, and are somewhat nonplussed.
Jeff Fraser, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks, Robert.
Jeff Fraser is a reporter in Melbourne, Australia, for the SBS radio network.